Hey, greetings. This is Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, bringing you a unbiblical teacher's testing and a Baptist foolishness, part one. Yeah, here's the headline. Baptist preacher says, God woke me up at 3 a.m. and told me to wear a little girl's hat when I preached the next day. Yeah, there's this evangelist. He calls himself Baptist, but he also has Word of Faith, NAR-type connections. Matt Solis of Our Jesus Journey. He posted on his Facebook page a video in his own words. You can go watch it, January 27th, 2018, where he said God woke him up at 3 in the morning and told him to wear this pink hat. Will you wear this pink hat for me? This little girl's pink hat, grown man. He did it, and it turns out most of the audience were children, and that's why he did it. A whole bunch of biblical problems with this. Matt Solis is not a biblical man. We actually met him personally. He actually lied to us. His theology is bad. He has unbiblical connections, associations, an unbiblical gospel. His house is feminized. He's not in order. But there's a lot of problems with this particular thing. And let me cover them quickly. Let me share with you why. One, 1 Corinthians 11, men are not to cover their heads when they're praying or telling the truth. That's 1 Corinthians 11. Ladies are to cover their heads. Men are to uncover their heads. Two, we are not to adorn up our temples. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 3 tells the ladies, and that would include men, don't adorn yourself and show yourself off. So wearing a bright, colorful hat, that's adorning. Three, Titus 1 elders, teachers, men are to be sober-minded and holy. Titus 1 teaches that, to be holy. Not dressing up and doing foolish, silly things to entertain children. And four, God does not talk to men anymore. He talks to us through the Word, Hebrews chapter 1. If you read Hebrews chapter 1, you will find that out. So a lot of issues with a Baptist pastor saying God told him to wear a little girl's hat. It's more Baptist foolishness. We see it all over, spreading all over man-made religion, evangelicalism, God talking to people, people getting experiential Christianity. This is not how we serve God. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. We get our truth from the word. We don't get it by listening to our inner voice. We don't get it by saying the Holy Spirit or God told me to do this. We get the word from the truth. Men like this confound the truth of God. So we put the warning out there in love. Hopefully he'll repent and truly become born again and serve God in spirit and truth. And also we don't want others being deceived. He also doesn't work and he asks people for money all the time to support him and his family. That also is sinful. See 2 Thessalonians 3 and 1 Timothy 5. So this has been Jim at DontParish.com. Thanks for listening. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog. Go to our Spirit and Truth Teaching blog. Hundreds of articles. Go to John 4:24. You're listening to an audio right here. Hundreds of audios to help you in the biblical gospel, the true New Testament body, and we expose the ways of man. Thanks for listening. Till next time, have a glorious day. God be praised.